Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, October 13th, 2025, Indigenous Peoples Day. Last week, Trump proclaimed October 13th, 2025, today as Columbus Day, and issued a statement that reads in part, quote, "Outrageously, in recent years, Christopher Columbus has been a prime target of a vicious and merciless campaign to erase our history, slander our heroes, and attack our heritage. Before our very eyes, left-wing radicals toppled his statues, vandalized his monuments, tarnished his character, and sought to exile him from our public spaces. Under my leadership, those days are finally over, and our nation will now abide by a simple truth. Christopher Columbus was a true American hero, and every citizen is eternally indebted to his relentless determination." End quote. I think most people by now know the reasons why Columbus is no longer celebrated as a hero by many people. We don't have time to go into it today anyway, but I'll post a few links with the archives in case you'd like to read more on that. And because I'm allergic to because I said so authoritarianism, on this Indigenous Peoples Day, we're going to hear from a real hero, Donna Loring.
Indigenous Peoples Day is a day for truth, remembrance, and renewal. It's a time to honor the first peoples of this land, the Wabanaki, people of the Dawn, and Indigenous nations across this continent who have lived here since time immemorial. For the Wabanaki, the Penobscot, Passamaquoddy, Maliseet, and Mi'kmaq, this day is not just a celebration. It's a recognition of endurance and strength. Through centuries of broken treaties, forced removals, and government policies meant to erase us, we have endured. We continue to speak our languages, practice our ceremonies, and live by our values. We are still here. Indigenous Peoples Day also calls on all of us to look honestly at history. It asks us to move beyond myths, the myth of discovery, the myth that Indigenous people disappeared, the myth that our cultures belong to the past. These myths were designed to make us invisible. The truth is that Indigenous nations have always been part of the story of this land, and we continue to shape its future every day. As a Penobscot woman, a veteran, and a former legislator, I've often thought about what it means to serve a country that has not always served us. But our ancestors believed in standing for what's right. During the Revolutionary War, Chief Joseph Orono told his warriors, and I quote, "The Great Spirit gives us freely all things. We will stand on the same ground with our white brothers. Be kind, be valiant, be free. Then our Indian sons of glory," end of quote. Those words still guide us. They remind us that our fight for sovereignty and justice has always been part of a larger human struggle for freedom, for dignity, and for peace. So I ask that we honor Indigenous Peoples Day not only with recognition, but with action. Learn our true history, support Indigenous artists, educators, and leaders. Stand beside us as we continue the work of restoring sovereignty and protecting the lands and waters that sustain us all. Indigenous Peoples Day is about more than looking back. It's about looking forward. It's about building a future where our children and grandchildren can live in balance, where truth replaces myth, and where the sacredness of this land is honored by everyone who calls it home. This is Donna Loring. Thank you for listening and for joining me in recognition of Indigenous Peoples Day.
That was Donna Loring, author, former tribal representative to the Maine State Legislature, Vietnam veteran, former senior advisor to Governor Mills, and, lucky for us, the host of Wabanaki Windows here on WERU. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day. I'll see you tomorrow.